authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Friday, March 6, 2015. Happy birthday to our friend D.L. Hughley.
Yeah.
To former NBA great Shaquille O'Neal and to the always wonderful Mary Wilson. A reminder that this Sunday marks the return to daylight saving time.
Oh, Lord.
Spring ahead. You lose an hour. At 2 a.m., sure, stay up and wait. Spring ahead, this is the night that, the one night of the year that folks like to work on that Saturday night, because you you get paid for eight, work for seven, and daylight saving time, switch, move up, and also check your batteries. A dad who lost his eight-year-old son in the Boston terrorist attack brought jurors to tears yesterday as he recalled the final moments with his dying child. This is Bill Richard, the father of Martin Richard, and this was the second day of the federal trial of the suspect, Jokar Zarnaya. He said, from what I saw, as he looked at his son, there was no chance for him to live. He described also how he found his six-year-old daughter, Jane, lying next to a mailbox. She tried to get up, and she fell and noticed that her leg and it was not there. And this is a man who lost both his legs in the bombing, and describing how he locked eyes with one of the killers before the twin blasts tore up the area at the Boston Marathon.
Can we end this trial now and move on?
Well, it's not about the guilt, because the defense attorney has already said, look, we know that he did it. Now it is a question of what kind of
punishment
he'll receive. Because the death penalty is not... which also seems ridiculous to go through this, because they don't have a death penalty in Massachusetts.
All right, so what's next to death? Life?
Life.
Without parole, right?
I'm sorry?
Life without parole.
Oh, I would hope.
Okay, well, yeah. Throw the gavel down, and if Judge Judy was here, she'd say.
She would say, yeah.
Nip it.
Police are mourning the death of an officer who was shot in Philadelphia and killed after he and his partner exchanged gunfire with two suspects trying to rob a GameStop video game store. Police said that the slain officer, Robert Wilson III, fired back even as he was being shot by suspects on either side of him. One was struck and taken to a hospital, and of course the entire Philadelphia Police Department in shock and mourning. A miracle right on the runway as a Delta Airlines flight skidded in the snow while landing at LaGuardia Airport yesterday, slamming through a chain link fence before stopping just this close
to the water,
going into Flushing Bay.
Wow.
That runway is just too short.
That is the shortest ramp.
They've said
ramp.
That for years.
Yeah. That runway is just too short.
And this is one of those where two dozen injuries reported Thursday morning among the five crew members and 127 passengers, including some small children. And one man wrote on Instagram, I should have stayed my A at home, as he posted pictures. It was frightening to see this.
I would have had a different tweet. You won't be able to use this seat again.
The president.
Hashtag.
Now you get the hashtag thing. Okay. The president is coming up on the Tom Joyner Morning Show this morning, but today he will be in Columbia, South Carolina.
Speaking at Benedict.
He will be there at Benedict talking about My Brother's Keeper. More than $300 million in funding has been committed to this program that partners government with businesses and philanthropic groups to help high risk.
He's going for the liver pudding. He ain't fooling nobody.
I don't think Mrs. Obama would let him.
He knows what he wants, Sybil. Knows what he wants. That liver pudding, man.
And speaking of,
he's heard Jay talk about that liver pudding.
Share with that liver pudding.
Book me at Benedict. Okay.
I'm going to give me some of that liver pudding.
South Carolina State's President Thomas Elzey has filed a lawsuit against the university in a 16-page complaint. President Elzey alleges that he has suffered lost wages, severe psychological harm, emotional distress, anxiety, pain and suffering, inconvenience, mental anguish, embarrassment, humiliation, and even physical injuries due to the strife between him and the Board of Trustees at SCSU. Bobby Christina Brown's boyfriend Nick Gordon will talk to Dr. Phil next week.
Wow. Dr. Phil was the highest bidder, huh?
I guess. The episode airing
Wednesday.
You
think there's money involved, huh?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Phil offering Nick Gordon the treatment he appears to so desperately need as he battles drug and alcohol addiction. And finally, folks are signing up for a mission to Mars knowing they're never going to come back.
I saw this.
200,000 people
These
from
all
around
married guys.
All married guys.
And some married women,
you
I
promise
dare say.
I'm not coming back, right?
I'm going to Mars.
Going to Mars.
Promise you.
And I will die on Mars.
I'm going to die on Mars, right?
Coming or going, I'm not going to make it back.
Sign me up, Scotty. I'm ready.
Not beam you up. Sign you up. Those are your headlines.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.